The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's your daily podcast in which we analyze, we scrutinize, and we celebrate Revenge of the Sith one crispy minute at a time. I'm Alex Robinson from comicbookalex.com.
I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I'm Tony Thaxton from Felice Navi Pod.
I'm Todd Cooper from I Like Pizza.
Not a thing.
Oh, yeah, I do. It's just
now
a fact.
Has to buy this. Well, Tony, you're a returning champion, of course.
That's right.
Tony is in the club now.
You are in the Chris Ranky Lounge.
We need a little theme for that, but then we'd get it from you. So make your own theme.
I forgot all my instruments. You should have told me.
Damn. Six seasons in a live show.
I could write one for you real quick.
Yeah, Todd, give us a little six seasons in a live show club.
Success.
No. Wait, oh, you want one?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I rarely am taken up on my offers. Well, so what is it? Six seasons?
Six seasons and a live show.
Okay, got it. Here we go. Six seasons and a live show. Hey, hey.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Going to be in my head all night.
Oh, this is like a battle of the bands we're going to have here.
Big hit.
Well, Todd, you are a newcomer to the show. This is your first time.
I wonder why.
This is only Todd's only appearance on the program.
Yep. Right. Sorry, everybody.
So enjoy it while it lasts. Yeah.
Dig it in.
Is there, I think, anybody that's in this exclusive club with me also... Because the other element is Weekend Edition also appeared on that. But I think everybody also qualifies for that as well, right?
I think so. But you're also kind of like a... You're also the closing theme and you were with us every weekend doing the Jack Porkins More
and
Sexology on the weekend show.
And this... So let me back it up a second, because these guys hosted a Weekend Edition.
Oh, that's right.
So that's... They've got a special... Todd has never been a guest, but he's been a host.
That's right.
He's in a weird club by himself.
I got my own theme, so you're not allowed to hear it.
It'll be a one table in the lounge with a velvet rope that only Tony can use.
Thank you very much. Lounge.
Right, yeah.
He's the...
And I'm thrilled to be the new third permanent co-host. I appreciate...
Congratulations.
The ink is not yet dry on that agreement. Yeah. It was freshly signed. You heard it here first. I was trying to think of what the was it just you heard it for what's the MTV News?
Yeah. Well, you got to go. You hear it. Boom.
Throw that first. Megadeth in there.
Exactly. I remember when I found out that was Megadeth. That blew my mind. I had no idea.
Do you think they got paid on that every time it played? That 3 seconds.
As musicians, you tell us.
Good point. They did. Mm.
All right. Hey, Todd, check your wallet. Did you just get paid when you did the six seasons of the live show song
before? It's so weird. I have so much money in my wallet.
All right. Well, we are talking about minute 121 of Revenge of the Sith. It starts off with a tearful Obi-Wan Kenobi saying it was said that he would destroy the Sith, not join them. And it ends a minute later with Darth Vader burning alive.
Welcome to this wonderful children's movie.
Yeah.
They really show him burning up for a while. Yeah. I was sort of surprised.
Yeah. I think this whole week, basically, he's going to be on fire. So,
he's on fire this week.
This guy is going.
Not the only one. So when he's there crawling on the beach, I feel like he looks more, and he's all like, like trying to be mad. He just looks more like sad and pathetic than like threat. He doesn't feel like the Terminator coming to kill him.
You know, he's got one limb. Not. You can't really be too threatening with one limb, can you?
He's when he yells at him and stuff, like a little spittle comes out of his mouth. He's pretty intense. Like I was afraid, and I'm not even on that beach.
You're not? I thought I saw you on there.
I just had watch fear.
That was one of my notes. Is Todd, why is Todd here?
Was he on that beach? He gets intense. His eyes are pretty red. Like,
yeah.
The hair and makeup went pretty rowdy with that red.
Yeah, it's a.
Those must be the contacts back in, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming. Unless it was done digitally afterwards. Yeah.
My money's on digital.
Yeah.
They got that in post. Mm-hmm. It just seems like under his eyes and everything, like all around. Like he's very red.
They don't sell Visine on Mustafar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense.
It just evaporates as soon as she.
So he went to put it in and
it just doesn't even get to the eye.
They just keep delivering it. Yeah. The bottles are empty.
They used to have a CVS there, but it was only just robots showing up and they didn't need Visine, so it went out of business.
I like how the guy, he's like literally just had his arms and legs hacked off and he's on fire and the Visine Zine is the thing he's most concerned about.
I am really uncomfortable up here.
We saw it a little bit with Palpatine earlier, that it, like when they go kind of deep Sith,
right?
They get Vader a little too, kind of transformation. Vader when he was fighting the Separatists,
when he was crying, his eyes were all.
Maybe that's it. Every time he cries, his eyes turn yellow.
Yeah.
That's that old. Remember that old hit from the 40s?
Mm-hmm.
I had a 78 of that. Every time I cry, my eyes turn yellow.
Parentheses. My eyes turn yellow. Yeah. Close parentheses.
It was a foxtrot.
Do you think that's what that Coldplay song is about?
Oh. I'm nodding like I know Coldplay because I don't.
Right. They have a song called Yellow.
Okay.
It was their first big smash.
It was a big smash hit for that band. Coldplay.
A BSS. Coldplay. Never mind. Butchered what I tried to do.
BSH?
Let's get a clean take. All right.
Action.
And welcome back to Star Wars Minute.
Star Wars
your
Minute.
Your daily podcast. Would this movie be even weirder if you did not know that he was going to become Darth Vader? Like, say these were actually done in this order, and this is the hero of the movie, and suddenly you see him on fire with his arms and legs chopped off. I guess you'd assume he's just going to die. You know what I mean? Like, this is the third part in the movie, you would assume that this is the final showdown, and he's going to kill him.
Yeah, that's true.
Vader. And this is 2 hours into the movie.
Yeah. So.
Well, I was going to say, it would be good if you somehow made it through, like if you knew that Darth Vader existed,
and you made it
to this point without knowing that he was Darth Vader, and you're like, oh, there goes Anakin, he's on fire, he's going to be, wait a minute, and then they come get him later, and then he becomes Darth Vader. That would be a twist.
Yeah.
But they, like 20 minutes ago, they were like, you're Darth Vader, and he's like, okay.
Yeah, that's true. That
signs like, on.
Yeah. It's a wasted opportunity. Another wasted opportunity.
This minute is a big deal in this movie and in the whole thing. Like, this is a serious minute we're talking here. We got
very insidious.
A major time here. I remember when I saw this in the theater, I was so, like, I had such a hard time with the first two prequels that when this happened, I was like, all right, I'm going. And I saw it and I was like, really, like, as the movie went on, further on it goes, the more it feels like Star Wars because you start getting into those themes more. Mm-hmm. And by the time this happened, I was like, okay, now we're getting somewhere. Here's how we got messed up.
Right.
Like, it was great. Like, I remember being pretty excited about it. Like,
do you remember where you saw it?
What's that?
Do you remember where you saw it?
I would have probably been in Virginia, in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I'm from.
Now, is Virginia Beach anything like this beach that we see here?
It's very similar to, a lot of fiery lava.
Right.
It is ironic that a man who hated sand so much would wind up on a beach getting, it's not really a sandy beach. Mm.
It's a rocky beach. That's why he's would be crying a lot worse if it was a sandy beach. But he's like, well, at least it's rocks.
Well, that was the, you know, he also, skipping ahead a little bit, but, you know, he catches on fire, too.
Yeah.
And so I can imagine him, and he's there, my arms and legs are cut off, but you know what? I can survive this. I can get new arms and legs, and then suddenly he catches on fire. It's like, right. They're so close to being able to resume a normal life.
What do you think the direction was for when Obi-Wan is watching him go? Like, what do you think the direction was? Like, he's going to catch on fire and then you just react. And like, to what? Like, I'm just going to watch him burn up? Like, there's like, what am I supposed to be feeling? Like, that's bad news. Yeah. All right.
You're watching him
see
burn
you
up.
Guys
and,
later.
In every sense of the word, it's your fault. And so just have that. Just think about that while you watch him burn. Like, oh, okay.
Like, he just, like, sort of at some point walks away, like, all right, I guess he's burning up now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Really, someone else will get him. Someone else will find him.
You should have thrown him like a little towel. Okay.
But, ooh. All
right.
Or at least roll around. Roll around. Yeah.
You're surrounded by rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. No limbs stopping you.
Yeah. We should throw rocks at him, too. Just sitting there, like, pelting him with pebbles.
Or, like,
you were the chosen one. Clack,
picked him up by his arm and just started swinging him around.
Well, so this gets to something that I was, strangely, this gets to something that was in my notes, which is, you know, he's being a very kind of, seems to be sympathetic or at least emotional here. And he's saying like, I loved you, mm-hmm. Obi-Wan. Yeah. But I think if he really loved him, he wouldn't just be standing there like monologuing while the other guy was on fire. Like he would be like, either he's too evil, we got to kill him, you know, like walk over there while he's incapacitated, just, you know, lightsaber through the head or something, decapitate him. Or, you know, you now see the error of your ways, let's go get you, you know, in a hospital. But instead he's just like standing there like talking to him while he's on fire. And he's like, listen, you know, you had these important things that you were supposed to do. And he's just like,
yeah. Let me go down a list of all the mistakes you made.
Right.
If you get all of them, we'll put you out.
There is something about it that it's not supposed to make you laugh, but it does sort of make me laugh because I like imagining it in any other movie, like of the line, I loved you. And then the person catches on fire.
Right. I think is that in Love Actually? I can't remember.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's in all of them.
Does he say, I hate you before he said, I love you? Mm-hmm. What's the order of that?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. He hates you first.
Which also kind of makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I got to say, it's a good read, though. It's pretty aggressive.
It is. Yeah, it's got like a shriek to it.
Yeah, yeah, it's mean.
Well, then you see, you know, it. I walk the line on giving these.
Like Johnny Cash.
Giving these movies, you know, a lot of credit or no credit. But. Like that theme of that, so it's like, you know, he's not really the all-powerful Darth Vader. He's just the whiny teenager, like, and at that point he very much is. He's just like the whiny, he's like literally just kind of, you know, like, shut up, Dad, you know. Yeah. He's like, while he's on fire, and you know, like how teenagers are always, they're always on fire.
These kids today with their phones.
Yeah. But it's good in that sense that it kind of brings him back to just being like, oh, you know, he thought that he was this kind of, you know, literally like a couple of minutes ago within the movie, you know, he was telling Padme like, oh, we're going to rule the galaxy. You and I, like, come with me and we're going to take over and rule the galaxy. And now he's just back to being the kind of obnoxious kid.
Yeah. He's not half the man he used to be.
Oh. but that, so that I hate you fits in with that, where he's literally just kind of lashing out.
Oh, like, totally in character with Anakin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. He's kind of a wiener.
Yeah.
So another iconic bit of Star Wars history, we see Obi-Wan pick up the lightsaber, which eventually, next time we see that lightsaber, it'll be handed to Luke Skywalker in A New Hope.
Mm hmm.
Now, is it true? Did I hear that?
Yes.
Did I hear that everyone's saying that originally they didn't have that scene and that someone's like, oh, you know what? He never picked up, like, and that they had to go back and film a scene of him picking up
a
lightsaber?
It does feel that way because it is just like a very blatant, like, here's a shot of him grabbing the lightsaber. Right. You know, yeah. It's very like, did they really?
Well, we could have figured that out. Right? They should have put more emphasis on it, like him picking up and looking at it, like, you know, like, what am I, like, you know,
right?
Sort of like he's consciously making a decision to say, I'm going to give this, I'm going to do something.
Someday I'll give this to your son.
Yeah. Right.
That's what would have made it better. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay, good, good.
Well, a couple, I guess a week or two ago, I was saying it would have made more sense for this whole end of the movie if he had been. If when Obi-Wan went to go find Anakin before he finds him here on the lava planet, if he went to go find him and found his lightsaber like in his room, and he was like, "Well, how would Anakin be somewhere without his lightsaber?" And then Anakin had his Sith, like Darth Vader, like red lightsaber, because then that duel this is the culmination of was just blue against blue, and it made things not confusing, but it's like we don't really see blue against blue, so. If he would have been like, oh, well, why is his lightsaber not here, and taken it then, and then could have had look, he really is evil. He's got a red lightsaber. And they dueled.
There it is.
And then he wouldn't have to have that kind of like, I'm taking this away from you.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he have a red lightsaber at this point?
Well, I mean, some nerds are saying, well, you have to go to the you have to steal another Jedi's lightsaber and torture the Kyber crystal to make it turn red.
Yeah,
and
you have to like dip it in blood or something like that.
Yeah, there's all sorts of.
Yeah, there's supposed to be blood involved somehow.
There's a path to getting it to turn red.
Yeah, in the comics they show like you can't just you have to kill another Jedi and take his or her lightsaber and then do something to it to make it into an evil lightsaber.
Holy cow.
But I don't know why that's after the fact they came up with that. I don't know why George Lucas didn't have that as part of this story. It seems like
also seems like maybe there's like they're leaving a little hope that he might somehow come back or something, like blue represents good guys.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean he's already Darth Vader. But maybe there's still like that last bit of hope that he might come back somehow.
Yeah. Well, clearly Lucas didn't want us to see any Darth Vader like in the armor until the very end, which is, I think, is a lot of people don't like that aspect of it.
No. But, do we know how much time has passed between him being anointed as being Darth Vader and now? Is it like the same day?
It's definitely at least the next day, because that happens, and he kills the younglings at night, and then the next day he goes to see Padme, and then he goes to Mustafar. So I don't know how long it takes him to get to Mustafar,
or Let's once see. You get to a different planet, that course changes. I went to Mustafar.
He didn't take the 5. He took the 101, not the 5. So
all right.
He'd be sitting there forever. Yeah, shit moves quick on that beach. You get to take out some kids, and next thing you know, you're no legs, burning up.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Also, could Darth Vader have used levitation to lift himself up or to get the lightsaber or somehow attack Ben Kenobi with it? Or is he just too messed up? He can't even focus enough to levitate? Or did everyone just forget that he had that superpower?
I think no. Because his hands, he just lost his other hand, right? So he has no real hands.
But do you have to use your hands? I don't think you have to use your hands to levitate stuff.
But I think you have to learn to work around it if you don't.
But like Luke was levitating stuff in Empire when he wasn't using his hands. When he was doing headstands, he was lifting up rocks in R2.
I don't know them.
I like this. This is some serious argument happening right now.
It's implied in our band.
I appreciate that.
That is weird, though.
Like, it seems like he has force power still.
Yeah, more than ever.
Right?
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Why not use some of those now to pull yourself away from that fiery shore?
Yeah, that's been true.
Burnt.
Hopping on one hand up the hill.
Although I do have, I'll come back to that maybe. I might have an explanation as to what he might have some other force. Other use of force.
Mm-hmm. A reasonable use of force.
Yes. I also I wanted to go back to Obi-Wan saying, you know, you were my brother. But then if we look also, remember in the Return of the Jedi novelization, when he's explaining, you know, he brought the Luke and Leia. He's like, oh yeah, I brought Luke to live with my brother Owen on Tatooine. So maybe Obi-Wan just means it like bro. Like he's, you know, you were my bro.
Well,
like
we're all
Owen
brothers.
Was my bro. He doesn't mean like you were my brother. He's like, no, we weren't that close. He's just like, you know.
We were bros.
Yeah.
But it didn't read as good on the page. It was just, you were my buddy.
Yeah.
We were good pals.
Old chums.
Yeah.
Well, what is the worst burn you have sustained?
Like, you mean like a physical burn or just like a sick burn?
Yeah, like a sick burn. Yeah.
No, I have a physical burn. I have full on. Yeah, there's a big old scar on my arm.
For you, do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm this like, is news to me.
This is why you had me on this time.
Wow.
Because I'm the only one who could speak to it.
Yeah.
And minor little things. How did you? Is it too personal of a story?
No, I was on a fiery beach
with your brother.
Coincidence.
You and me is my bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hot tea spilled on me when I was a kid. I don't even remember it. I was real little.
Yikes.
But yeah. So, yeah, I'm a lot like Anakin.
Mm-hmm. I've always said that.
Yeah, I've got a Darth vibe.
Dirty.
What?
Nothing. Not worth it.
I don't know. Lead it to it.
No other good burn stories for anyone. terrible line of question.
I can't think of one.
No.
Yeah.
I think not to me.
Or have you ever burned someone? How about that? Well, yeah.
One day my friend and I were playing at my house. We were upstairs, the house I grew up in. And apparently my mom had been like she'd been making dinner and like something was in the broiler, but then like she went to pull it out and like the grease flared up and like her hair caught fire.
Whoa.
And she had to like roll to put it out. And then somebody came to like take her, you know, like, but like we didn't know any of this. We were just up there playing. And then eventually she was just like, I have to go to the hospital. We're like, okay. And like kept playing and like... Like not until way later was it like she was like, you know, that was a big deal. Like I was really like, I was like, what? I don't remember that. Like, you know, she was like, yeah, I remember you were playing like you and I was like, oh, kind of. Yeah, you left. What was up with that?
Like, you left your kid all alone?
That it wasn't until she said, remember you were playing.
Yeah. Oh, like, sure. I remember.
What I was doing. Yeah.
Wow. Well, it was a weird, I don't know why it didn't make any sense. I don't know. I feel like she didn't make a big enough deal of it. Well, I'm blaming her. She didn't make enough big of a deal. You know, she had said, like, hey, this is really a thing.
Yeah. I guess I have to go to the hospital. Wasn't enough of a...
No.
Wasn't enough of a...
Okay, so the hospital for us. Yeah. Wait, how old were you?
I don't know. Probably like 10.
Yeah, you're 10. You're like, mom is doing things for you, or you are doing things for you.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no you doing things for mom. Yeah.
An extraordinarily sensitive 10-year-old to be able to.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. What are you? You're not going to drive her there.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Well, all right then. Do we have anything else for minute 121? Anyone got anything else?
I got nothing.
All right, at the beginning of this,
yes,
I take umbrage with Obi-Wan's wording because it's not forceful. He's like, it was said that you were, you know, that what was it that you were going to destroy the Sith? Whatever. I think they're misinterpreting the prophecy again.
Yeah.
And B, it's not like, you know, it's not like you, if he would have just said like, yeah, you were supposed to do this. He was just like, it was said, I heard from somebody that you were going to, you know, destroy the Sith. Why? What happened? Like, it's not, you know, it's very roundabout. It's not very direct.
It definitely, like in the new movie that just happened, it definitely seems like.
Last Jedi you're talking about.
I won't speak of it by name.
No, okay.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, sorry. In Last Jedi, there are a lot of references to like scrolls and all this very specific stuff that seems like no one knows about in these movies. Hmm. Like they don't reference that. Excuse me, I'm blowing it. They don't reference that stuff at all in the original movies, and then like it just gets deeper and deeper as it builds the worlds, and it's like, oh yeah, that explains that, but no one talks about it, sort of, it seems.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You never heard about those books until minutes before they were destroyed.
Yeah. But there were prophecies, I assume they were written in those books.
So this prophecy, the Chosen One prophecy, is that in one of those books?
It must be. Why not just say the scrolls? Because they don't know. Yeah, they didn't know what's going on.
Yeah, I think even canonically, the scrolls are very, they don't really have any pin down as to where they came from or who did them or anything like that.
Because they don't really exist. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, and the scrolls.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of balance talk in this scene, too. That I remember there being a lot of balance talk in Star Wars to some degree, but it's pretty heavy and echoed in Last Jedi. I feel like Last Jedi was based a lot on this scene, almost. There's a lot they're pulling from that. I don't know.
Well, it is a sequel. I don't know.
You mean it's related?
It's all part of the same series. This one we're talking about today is the third part of an ongoing series, and that one was the eighth part.
So it's like Back to the Future,
exactly. Right. Yes, okay.
But twice as long, more than twice as long.
Yes.
And the green guy, it's not just the same actor; he's really in both. It's the same character, Yoda.
Yeah,
he's in that one and that one.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I just thought it was the same actor at first.
But yeah,
I was like, oh. Yeah.
I've never seen him in anything else though.
Wasn't he typecast in
Great Muppet Caper?
Oh, yeah. Was that him?
Yeah. I have a serious question. Let's get serious.
Okay. Come on, everyone.
Not a serious question.
No.
Okay.
How dare you? This might be a stupid question.
And no, they're all part of the same series. You were right.
Okay. We can carry on. Yeah. I should know the answer to this, but is the word Sith ever used in the original trilogy?
No.
I didn't think so. Mm-mm. So that just came from books later, I assume?
Well, it was, I think, even from the very start, because I remember in 1977 they referred to him as the Dark Lord of the Sith.
Right.
But then it's never said in
the
movie.
It's never said in the movie.
Right.
No, it was like in posters and, you know, like you'd buy the storybook or something.
Yeah.
Like they don't say Tatooine, right, in Star Wars.
Do they not?
They say in Jedi.
In Jedi they do. But in Star Wars they don't say Tatooine.
Really? Wait, isn't it in the scroll?
Is it on the sign of the city where it says welcome to Tatooine?
Yeah. It's in the Jedi texts. No, I don't think they say it.
Oh yeah, it's in the crawl in Jedi also.
In Jedi, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh.
Ewok, also never spoken.
I knew that.
Mm. Really? Ewok spoken here.
No, not spoken there.
Mm.
Yeah, it's never spoken.
Wow.
There's a bunch of words, Star Wars words that actually no one ever says. No one ever used to know how to pronounce Coruscant, the city, until...
Right. Because that was from books, and then it worked its way back in.
So is Ewok from books, too?
Well, toys. And everything, you know.
Yeah.
So they come up with toys like, we got to name these things now?
A lot of the names came from toys, really, right?
Yeah, well, that too. I think that a lot of this stuff is in the script, and it's in they mean to, you know, they're like, they know what it is when they're making it, but it's like they couldn't have anybody say, look, it's an Ewok. You know, they should have. We should have worked all that in. Here I am on Tatooine. Look, it's an Ewok. You know, like an exposition guy.
Look, a Sith.
Yeah.
No one said porgs either.
Mm.
They never did?
No.
Huh. Yeah, I guess no one would know what they were called.
Yeah.
Who calls them anything? The nuns? The nuns call them? Anyway,
the caretakers.
We can't talk about that.
Yeah. No one ever says Chewbacca in any of the movies.
The Force. Well, never spoken.
Chewbacca
never.
Says it himself, but you can't understand
it.
He's just walking. He's like, Chewbacca!
That's all he says.
He's like Groot.
Yeah.
Like it's Chewbacca's boss. Chewbacca!
He's always in hot water.
Yeah. Steamed.
So he's like, I'm going to get out of here with this Han Solo guy. My boss is on my case.
Well, all right then. I guess that'll wrap up minute 121. Now, Tony, you want to come back tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
All right, and Todd, it was great.
I'll be there.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, did you guys, what were you going to say?
No, nothing, mm-hmm. nothing. So, okay, everyone.
See you then.
Okay. Hey, so, we all know Obi-Wan Kenobi loved Anakin, but you know who we love? Tony Consiglio. That's right, our
former... Oh, that was I got so excited for a second.
Tony Consiglio. Tony Consiglio, past guest, and also he's a cartoonist, and you can buy his work at StarWarsMinute.com/Toco. Toco, T-O-C-O. Go check out his books there. Help Tony out. And we'll see you guys tomorrow on another Star Wars Minute.
Star Wars Minute.